Blog. Good morning and welcome to Saturday Mornings with Joy Keys. I'm your host, and this is the second half of Saturday Mornings with Joy Keys. We're going to be talking with singer Nneka in a couple minutes. I'm going to reach out to her. She has a new album out called Concrete Jungle, and she's touring right now with Nas and Damian Marley on a Distant Relatives tour. But she's also here in Philadelphia for the Roots Picnic. That's starting, I believe, at 2 p.m. today down on the Penn's Landing, so you want to check that out. Live Nation, I believe you can go get tickets. I'm going to try to give her a call right now. Her song, she has so many. Hey, I know you guys all been waiting. I have Nneka on the line right now. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you for joining in. We're going to actually try to do another interview a different day for all the listeners. I know you guys are waiting a lot. But this is Nneka. She's a born and Nigerian singer. And she's touring right now with Nas and Damian Marley on the Distant Relatives tour. I want to thank you for calling in this morning.
Pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you. I want to play one of your songs real quick for the people who have been listening. One of the more popular songs, Heartbeat, just a little clip here, okay?
Okay.
So that was Heartbeat by Nneka. So now, what gave you some ideas for that song? Where did you come up with the ideas for that?
The major issue about that song has to do with the present state and condition of my country, Nigeria. So it's more or less, it's a very, actually a very serious topic, political or social critical topic. It has to do with corruption, the corruption of the ruling class, and the corruption that you find when Africa or Nigeria precisely has to do with the Western world.
Well, you have, I mean, Nigeria has a long political struggle dealing with oil and poverty and health issues. And, you know, you were born and raised there, so you would know firsthand what's going on the ground, so to speak. We here in America, you know, we get sometimes sugar-coated news, but I think your music is great because you do try to talk about the unspoken, you know?
Yeah, which is actually very difficult at times when you are performing those type of songs in Nigeria or outside Nigeria, because people might not be able to, how do I put it? In Nigeria, they'll be able to identify with it but have a problem with the truth, and here people are not able to identify with it because they are being confronted with it for the first time. So it's always very,
Yeah. Let's play one of your other songs, Show and Love, just another different style. She has so many styles. I think you have a beautiful voice and very talented. So I just want to show another side of you. This is more of a rap style on here, Show and Love.
People tell me there's no God. People fall to believe only in the things that they see, but in the things you see, but take a look properly. It's the power that goes up. Some to want joy, want fun, but we only want to see punishment. But we don't believe in ourselves, so we can trust the fact of believing. Little comfortable, too suitable, too valuable, and push away love, a neighbor. But I am what I am, and many may say, baby, truthful to yourself, and do me the favor. Stop leaning back, beat, and look at your life for you. that by some prophets, men of war, blessed you, Pope, teachers, lawyers, all you scholars, rulers, chose a few, all of you, and why the stellar.
So that was Showing Love from your new album, Concrete Jungle. So how are you liking the U.S. here?
Well, it's been going very well. You know, we've been getting a good, reception, good response.
Mm.
It's a pleasure being on tour with Damon and Nas. You know, I had my preconceptions before going on the tour, and now, you know, you have to, you know, I see that there are certain things that I still have to learn, you know. It's a long journey, and I'm happy that I have this opportunity, you know, to be able to give my message.
I was in your neighborhood, so to speak. I was in Germany last year, October. I was in Hamburg. I went to Kiel, Flensburg. So that's where you moved when you left Nigeria.
I moved back to Nigeria.
Now you're in Nigeria again, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So,
That was the place where I studied, definitely.
Yeah.
Hamburg, and where I started off with my music.
And you were studying anthropology, yes?
Yes, anthropology and archaeology.
Yes, and are you still very interested in that?
Yeah, you know, I'm trying to see if I can do something with that knowledge in Nigeria.
Okay. Well, we're going to try to reschedule an interview because we only have a minute left. But I, again, want to let you know that I think your music is great, and it's definitely speaking the truth. Everyone should check out her album, Concrete Jungle. You can check her website, nakaworld.com. Again, nakaworld.com. And also today you're going to be playing at the Roots Picnic here in Philadelphia, yes?
Okay, yes, we are. We are playing there.
Yes. All right. I want to end with another one of your great songs, The Uncomfortable Truth. That's another great song. So I want to thank you, and we'll try to reschedule a longer interview in a future date, okay?
Thank you for having me.
Imela, right? Imela?
Yeah.
A little Igbo.
Nice one.
That was my try.
Nice one. Okay, you're Igbo.
No, I'm American, but
okay.
I have some friends who are Yoruba, Igbo, Hausa. Yeah, different ones. So.
Nice one.
We'll talk soon, okay?
All right, go for it.
Okay, thank
Bye.
You. Bye-bye.
Bye. For you and me, there leads us to the very depth of our heart.